has had a quiz on Zoom.
Oh, not another.
It meant this duo has become a three.
Why?
Thanks to Boris Johnson and Chris Twitty. Because we're locked down, knocked up. Oh, baby, we got locked down, knocked up. It's crazy now we're locked down, knocked up.
This way I know that it's mine.
Yes, hello and welcome to another episode of Lockdown Knocked Up, the parenting podcast of parents who feel like they don't have a clue what they're doing.
Yeah, and I feel like we should start this week by jumping on the bandwagon and being furious about the whole Meghan and Harry
thing. We should be angry. Everyone's angry about it.
The world's furious.
Well, are people actually that angry? Or I don't understand. This is like Brexit levels of anger.
Worse, but, I'd say.
But it's at least Brexit kind of affected people's day to day. Like, this doesn't really have any bearing. Why is everyone so bothered about this?
I don't know, but it's like people, even my own friends. So our WhatsApp group, our friend Claire, she had a baby a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
£10.6 baby she had to deliver.
Big. Well, no wonder she's angry then.
Well, but, bless her. But she was bringing the baby home and she put a picture in our friends group. Here he is, everybody. He's coming home. Completely ignored.
With Meghan and Harry chat.
Meghan and Harry chat. Oh, memes and, you know, fury. No one cares that she's bringing a baby home.
Well, that's it. I say I can't believe everyone's so angry. I actually, in one of the WhatsApp groups, said, why is everyone so angry? And then one of my friends replied saying, this is why I'm angry. And then I got into a two-hour debate. So I'm actually as bad as everybody else.
I was going to pull you up on that. But you're angry about people being angry. You're like three times removed.
It's like, what is that? Existential. I'm angry about the act of being angry.
And now all of this is making me angry.
Yeah.
Should we move on?
Oh, let's end this episode. I'm furious. I need to clear my head. So it is very... very. So we're not going to go into it. But the thing I did find funny was the clip of Piers Morgan walking off set.
Of course.
I love the idea of as soon as someone disagrees with you slightly, you just walk off.
Nah.
Just get out of there. Just walk off. What did he say as well? He just went like, nah, I'm done with this. And just got up and left.
He just literally did. I think everyone's now picking on him because I think part of what he was saying to Meghan and Harry is you can't just leave when it gets
tough.
Exactly. And then as soon as they get a question, he's off.
I quite like it. I think I'm going to start doing it. For example, when I'm changing Bonnie's nappy and you know when you get a dirty one, you start cleaning it, she dirties the second one, you get rid of that, you dirty the third one, I'm just going to go, nah, I've had enough of this.
Oh,
and
no.
Just walk off. Our baby changing bit is by the kind of back door,
isn't
it?
You can really storm.
So I can be in Central Watford in 15 minutes.
Get straight out the gate and be off.
I can really make my point to Bonnie.
This is going
to
impact my life horribly, isn't it? I can see now.
What is there anything you do, Piers Morgan, over?
Oh, I know. So when we're finally allowed out and I've got a round in and that massive bill comes.
Yeah.
Nah, see you later.
Nah,
I'm
not having this.
Not for me.
I will take the drinks.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Do the shot. Now I'm storming.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, actually. I think we should, from now on, ban Meghan and Harry chat.
Yeah, 100%.
Because it is boring, isn't it? And it's everywhere as well. So this can be like a Meghan and Harry free zone.
It's a safe space.
Yeah.
I've even bored myself. You're right. It's done. Here's the thing, though. This made me laugh. So Amy dropped me a little DM last week. So this came in from Amy. My boyfriend walked in on me listening to the end of your podcast last week. The part where Rob was cutting your toenails.
Oh, wow.
I then had to try and explain the context and that I wasn't into some weird stuff.
Right. I guess you'd have to because I presume, I can't really remember, but it ended with the cutting of a toenail, me pretending to vomit or actually maybe vomiting, us cheering and then the theme tune playing.
Yeah, which is really weird. I think, Amy, if that was me, I'd just front it out.
What do you mean?
It's been locked down. I'm into some weird stuff now.
Yeah, deal with it.
If you don't like that, you won't like my pimple popping one and my extreme waxing podcast that I'm going to listen to after.
That's kind of an opposite. Do you know in American Pie where he goes, it's not what it looks like?
Yeah.
You're going for the reverse where you go, it is exactly what it looks like. In fact, it might even be worse.
It's weirder.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad we're creating these sorts of situations.
It's talking points in your relationship, isn't it?
Well, that was actually to do with Bonnaroo, which was the issue we have with recording the podcast. Obviously, Bonnie ideally is asleep, and we have her sort of in the room or in the next room on the baby monitor. However, this time round, she will not go to sleep.
She doesn't sleep anymore.
However, she's just going through a bit of a quiet patch. So we've literally got her next to us right now, and she's just lying, listening on the bed on a little plaything, just listening to the podcast. It's like a studio audience of one.
Here she's on a little jungle gym staring at a hippo.
Yeah.
Oh, no, she's looking
not
at
you.
Race to the punchline.
Very good. So, you know, it's quite nice to get some reaction. Usually podcasts, you don't you don't hear any reaction, but if we maybe get a few laughs.
The only thing is, Rob, she doesn't laugh. The only thing she does is scream or cry.
Or dirty protest.
Or dirty protest, yeah.
Which, you know, even Jeremy Kyle audiences wouldn't go that far. So I don't know, but she's quite happy at the moment, so that's good. She's just listening.
We better crack on before she starts screaming.
Oh, there'll be a meltdown before the end. 100%. There'll be a meltdown.
100%.
Might have another Bonnaroo. Although, actually, this week we had another little test with her, didn't we? We took her over to... Well, you took her over to...
Yes, she had a checkup.
Oh, no, we took her over to, but I had to do that thing again where I'm not allowed in. Actually, this is awkward. So we went for a checkup.
This is awkward.
So we walked there. We took Bonnie in the buggy. And the little maternity bit where we go for the checkup, I'm not allowed in. No. So usually you just wait.
Because of COVID, he's not like, there's not a picture of Rob on the wall.
Unfortunately, due to last time's unpleasantness, we can't let you in, Mr. Howard. So I'm not allowed in. So I usually just wait outside. There's a park bench outside. Mm. However, it's opposite a school playground. And every time we've been, it's during playtime. Yeah. So I always just think, I'm so paranoid. If I just sit there in my big overcoat, my big parka.
Loitering around.
And it literally looks directly onto the play. You can't look anywhere else. And I just think, that's not a good look. So there's an Asda nearby, so I usually just go walk around that for about half an hour.
So his picture's actually on the Asda as well. If you see this man, don't let him in. All the playgrounds, all the maternity centre. In fact, anywhere. Yeah,
exactly. So you took her along though.
Yeah, so I took her. It was one of those where she basically just got weighed, essentially, to check that she's eating and she's on track for everything.
Yep.
Laid her little nudie body on the scales.
Yes.
She's only gone up 4 pounds.
Oh, so what's she on now?
She's nine. She's a 9-pounder.
Got a 9-pounder.
From 5 pounds 8.
But everyone was very happy with her.
Well, yeah, that was the thing. They all did celebrate. And it kind of got me thinking, actually. Imagine if it was like for me going down Slimming World and they were like, Gemma, you put a stone on. That's a look.
Fantastic work.
They thigh rolls.
Aren't you clever? Well done.
She's got a double chin on her. That is amazing. Yeah. That's the kind of world I want to live in.
Oh, well, that's lovely. I'll tell you what, I think in this household from now on, we should implement that rule. Where if you ever put weight on, it should be sort of cheered.
Celebrated.
So after Christmas, we kind of go, oh, I'm not fitting in my jeans anymore.
So proud of you. Go on, Rob. It's the theme of the pod. Could break from changing nappies to changes to your bod. We'll tell you ours, you'll tell us yours, we'll get you in the squad. Because it's the theme of the pod.
Oh, did you hear that?
That was adorable.
the theme of the week tune made Bonnie sneeze.
She's allergic.
Maybe she's allergic to it.
Perfect. She's our only audience member and she's allergic to it. That bodes well.
She's allergic to your singing. Right. Yeah. She's all right. She's fine. She's chilling. Okay, so yes, it's time for theme of the week.
Yes, which this week we're talking sleeping when you've got a newborn.
Yes.
Or not sleeping when you've got a newborn.
I would say this is the thing that when you tell people you're having a baby, this is the thing that it gets flagged up the most by people who have the kid.
And they say, you'll never sleep
again.
You'll
never sleep. Say goodbye to sleep. Yeah. Oh, you'll remember sleeping. Sleep, sleep, sleep. That's all they say.
Yeah.
And I have to say,
they're totally right.
They're completely right. However, this isn't just going to be us moaning about not having sleep.
No.
Because actually, it's tough and it's bad, but I don't think it's as bad as people make out.
Also, yeah, that's funny because you're using the term us a lot there. And I have to wade in and disagree. Well, I will pull you up on that later. No, but first I thought we'd just say what it's like, sort of 24 hours in the sleep pattern of Bonnie Howard.
Yeah.
Well, our experience.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So we try and go
to... Hang on. Oh.
She'll self-soothe. Watch this.
Will she?
Any minute.
Self-soothing sounds a bit like...
Neglect.
Just, yeah, it does a bit, doesn't it? No, I was letting it self-soothe.
Any minute now.
Hang on, yeah, I'll get it. Hang on, I'll get it.
Go get it.
Oh. Hey. Hey there, little bonbon. Hey, Bonnie.
Oh, look at
Bonnie,
that.
Bonnie, we're trying to do the podcast.
She knows she's been talked about. That's just what everyone wants to hear.
So this is quite appropriate talking about sleep, isn't it? Yeah. I like how the cycle started off with her crying.
It's actually
and it's that for 24 hours.
You're gonna love it.
Well, we're gonna have to take the studio audience outside.
She's
you
made
know, so you get ejected by security if you're like, you know, kicking off.
Get her out.
Okay, right, we are back in the game. Bonnie is asleep. I managed to just go and single-handedly put her down. An absolute hero.
You did not. You walked
and
in.
And I did that with one hand and made a start on dinner with the other.
You walked in and said, "Alexa, play White Noise," and then I had to go in and put her to sleep. That's what really happened in there. Good news is, though, she's down.
She is down. She's asleep. So here we go.
So we normally try and put her down and go to bed about 10-ish, don't we?
Yeah, yeah. Aim for that.
Do you know what I think it's like when we try and put her in her cot? It's a bit like, I imagine, the bomb disposal people.
Yeah,
you know,
it
going
is,
really
it?
Slowly. Like, if the head wobbles, you know she's going to blow.
Yeah.
Or anything like that.
It's a bit like... Do you know when you have those electric buzzer things when you're doing the maze and the hoop thing?
Yeah.
You do it around that. It is a bit like that. Yeah.
You're out.
Yes,
that's you
exactly.
Not sleeping. So the first time she wakes up is 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Until about 1:40.
Okay.
And this one's like one feed, yeah. You know, one nappy, and then kind of get her back to sleep.
Which, and I'm only saying this because I know what's coming up next and later, seems relatively manageable.
Well, you'd think so, right? Except this is the one I find the hardest to get up because you've kind of just gone to sleep, so you're just in that really nice...
So it's, what, about 3 hours in? Yeah. So you're just sort of fully locked into... Your body's going, here we go, we've got a full night's sleep to come.
But I know I have to feed her, and I can do that, you know, because it's boobs, and they're right there. I do confess that I kind of think, do I have to change a nappy?
Right.
Could I just leave her sat there in her own filth just for a little couple more hours?
Well, actually, you say that. I remember on my stag do, I wet the bed and then slept through and had a full 8 hours sleep and it was fantastic. So
be you, like you.
Using those rules, it's fine.
I heard you did a lot of crying on your stag do as well, actually. Very,
I did,
very
yeah.
similar.
Very, very whingy, yeah.
Very like Bonnie.
And I also had a real craving for boobs all the time.
Oh, very good.
So that's the first one.
Yeah, okay. The next one, though, this is the killer.
Right.
This is the worst one.
Okay.
So she gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning until 5 o'clock in
right.
the morning.
That is a meaty window of being awake.
So that's bad enough, right? The problem is she gets through four nappies in that.
Jeez.
Three different outfits because they're normally explosive.
Oh God, why is she doing that? Because she doesn't do it that often throughout the rest of the day. Why is she just... And also at your lowest ebb as well.
But this is it. And I honestly think that she maybe smells my fear. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She smells my desperation to get back to bed. And she's like, I'm having you.
She's just sort of a bit like she's trolling you, is what you're saying.
But it's not even like just a normal, you know, it goes right up the back, right all over her outfit.
Oh, God.
Yesterday,
yeah,
I was changing maybe number three and she weed in my face. A projectile.
Can girls even do that?
I didn't know they could before Bonnie. Like, I've seen little boys do it, but the air she got on this thing.
Wow.
Like, if I lay on the floor and tried to wee in your face right now, I would not be able to do it.
No. And I mean, we had toenail clipping on last week's episode, so that may be a bridge too far.
It gets more special interest by the week.
Imagine, do you know the girl who said she was listening and a boyfriend walked in? Imagine if she then listens to this week's episode.
Amy.
What are they doing now?
Well, she's actually
she's
weeing in his face.
From a distance. All right.
Like and subscribe.
Okay, yeah. Well, that is brutal. 2 hours in the middle of the night.
It's not over, though.
Right.
She's then up again.
Yeah.
This one is like 6 o'clock in the morning. This is the final time. And for me, it's the best bit because I know I get her up, shove her on the boob.
Yes.
20 minutes. And then this is where you take over.
This is it. This is where you're probably at this moment in time wondering, where is Rob doing all of this?
Snoring next to me.
Which is a very, very, very good question. We did try a couple of times because I was very keen to say, look, I will do some. I'll do the overnight stuff. This isn't fair. Like, I'm listening to that going, that is not fair.
To be fair to you, you did tell me to express so that, you know, we have it in a bottle for you.
So we then tried that. The problem is... And this is where women are yet again shafted biologically, is the version where you get up and feed her at 3 a.m, you pick her up and feed her, and that's kind of it. And she, like, you know, needs nappy changes and stuff like that, but is generally quite well behaved because she's got what she wants.
Yeah, fair enough.
The problem is, for me to get up and then feed her, I have to go into the living room with her, and she sort of started crying by this point. You then have to get the express milk out of the fridge and heat it up to the right temperature, okay? So That takes about 10, 15 minutes. And by this time, we're in what we like to refer to as meltdown mode. Yeah. So what then ends up happening is then Gemma is awake and will come through as well. So you're then both just stood there like, this makes no sense.
Yeah.
Because we're now both awake as opposed to... At least Rob is having a nice time.
I was thinking, where's this going? Yeah, so hang on a second. I meant to fall on my sword here by thinking,
yeah,
this is terrible. Well, Rob could be asleep now.
Yeah.
And instead, look at him. He's so stressed.
Look.
I remember that one day that you did do it.
Yeah,
it was quite
a dark day.
It was quite funny for me. I mean,
well, so yeah, so I woke up, went in, took her through, started the heating process. She needed a nappy change, one of the four nappy changes.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I'll start doing this while the milk's going. But then what happened was during the nappy change, similar to as you've described, she then weed everywhere.
Yep.
So that then went on her blouse and everything. So you have to get that off because it's bad for them. The whole time as well, though, you're then meant to keep monitoring the temperature of the milk. So if it gets too hot, it like dies or something. Something terrible happens to the milk. So I'm running backwards and forwards. I then have to change her outfit, which is another meltdown. So we're now on double meltdown. So she's screaming the place down. I then manage to get a new outfit. Brilliant. Run back over, check the milk. That's now overheated, so we have to bin that and just start all over again. So, I mean, that was honestly, that was like something out of Crystal Maze or something. Oh, I was running around.
I came to the, because you ended up running into the middle of the room with the baby who was not fully dressed, just going, Gemma, this isn't working.
It's not working.
And then handed it to me. And do you remember, I was like, Rob, just go back to bed.
So I did.
And he did. Yeah, he did.
But yeah. I wasn't brilliant. If that was the Crystal Maze, that would definitely be... Do you know when someone fails a room and they have the option of trading in a crystal or
Mate,
leaving
you'd
them?
You'd be well left
be like,
in
nah,
there.
Nah, we're all right. Take us to the Aztec zone.
Definitely better on my own. 100%.
Lockdown, knocked up. Lockdown, knocked up.
So Max's part of sleeping is the actual act of getting the baby to sleep. Because what often happens, as I'm sure people already know, or if you're pregnant, you might not know, or just generally if you're listening.
You'll find out.
They sort of enter this kind of slightly pre-sleep phase where it's basically they are just on the brink. It could go either way.
It's a terrifying time, that, isn't it? Like when you're playing Jenga and you've got that little bit and it's all in that
so
one
close.
Millimeter. Are you going to win or does it all go to hell?
And also, it's not like, oh, okay, well, if Bonnie doesn't quite nod off at this point, we'll just go again in 30 seconds. They can often nearly nod off, not nod off, and then be awake for 2 hours.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so weird.
Often crying as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we have... like, but everybody stumbles across a couple of different little techniques that their individual baby likes. So Bonnie has a few.
Yeah, well, she's got, I would say, bang average taste in music.
Yeah.
Hasn't she? Any middle-of-the-road pop, Bonnie will go to sleep to.
It's very easy listening. It's your Elton Johns. Mm. It's your Peter Gabriel.
Yeah.
It is like Michael Bublé.
Loves the Bublé.
Absolutely loves Bublé.
Did I tell you about the awful day I had when she decided she loved Christa Berg?
Oh, God.
I honestly had about 45 minutes Lady in Red on repeat. And Christa Berg was the first gig I ever went to.
Oh,
so
okay.
It brought back
that's a nice
horrible
synergy.
Memories.
Oh, right. Okay, maybe
for me,
not.
No, everyone had T-shirts with his face on it. It was like some kind of Christa Berg cult.
Right.
Bonnie apparently is here Bonnie, for.
Well, I mean, you say that, blaming the cult. Playing Christa Berg, she's a month old, is exactly what the cult would do.
Oh my God, they got me.
Are you sure you're
That's
not in the cult?
I was there.
Take that jumper off. It's him.
Oh my God.
So yes, that works on Bonnie. Mm. The other thing we've got is, and there's a few of these because we've got most of them,
yeah,
is there's it's these soft play toys that you put in the pram at night and it has different like ambient sounds that apparently helps the baby get to sleep. So we've got this from Tommy Tippy. I think it's called Ollie the Owl.
He's an owl, yeah.
Okay, and he has a couple of different settings. Mm. But just if you don't have kids, to prove how weird it is the noise they like to fall asleep to.
So the first one is, this is in the womb noise.
So as you can hear... It's quite unnerving, really, isn't it? It's essentially just a very slow, menacing heartbeat sound.
Yeah, well, the baby's next to me in the crib, and obviously that's inside with it. So I have that right by my head every night.
Yeah.
It honestly gives me anxiety.
It's quite sort of ominous, isn't it?
Scary.
It sounds quite a lot like... It was X Factor, wasn't it, when they used to go to lockdown?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it used to literally do this heartbeat. Let's go to lockdown.
It actually is.
And the act going through is...
Edge of my seat. Who's it going to be?
I can only
Please
think of...
be Rachel Adedeji.
I can only think of one old school one. It's Rachel Adedeji.
Is it actually?
And she's through. So that's sound setting number one. So we have ominous heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is the second one.
So this one's meant to be road noise. It's literally, that's traffic. It's playing traffic.
Is it?
Yeah, that's road noise. Babies, I mean, babies are nuts. It's literally like having a nap on the lay-by of the A38. Yeah. Why would that make you go to sleep?
Well, there's only one reason you go to the lay-by of the A38, and it's not for sleeping. Oh,
please stop, because you're going to incriminate yourself.
And the fourth sound is dogging.
Because we're locked down, knocked up. Oh, baby, we got locked down, knocked up.
So we whacked this up on our Insta, at Radio Rob Howard, at Radio Gemma Hill. We wanted to know, like, the unusual things that get your kids to sleep.
Yeah, the weirder the better. Maybe we could steal them, actually.
The kids or the ideas?
The ideas. One kid is definitely enough for me right now. Jo's been in touch, though. I have heard this one before. She said the car is the only thing that put our kids to sleep.
I would say that's weird. That's a pretty normal one.
I'd agree, except Jo says, "What my little lad was once having a meltdown so severe that I stuck him in the car and started driving aimlessly."
Okay.
An hour and 10 minutes later, we were in Stoke-on-Trent.
Oh no.
I live in Ilkeston. It's 55 miles away.
Right.
It's very Forrest Gump-esque. Well,
she just got in the car and just drove, yeah.
I ended up in Stoke. Maybe that's the only reason.
I was driving.
Yeah, Jenny. My God, that must have been one heck of a meltdown. That's a 4-hour round trip that she's taken just to get her kid back asleep.
Well, presumably they then pulled up at the front door, it had a 4-hour nap and woke up again.
And off they go back to Stoke.
It's just a constant back and forth to Stoke.
Maybe.
Right, I've got one here from Aisha, who says, "My baby always falls asleep to operatic music, and in particular, the Champions League theme.
Ooh.
Husband loves it. He's not watching football, it's childcare."
He's using it to his favour.
It is a good theme tune, though, to get off to.
I heard as well, I don't know if it's true, but apparently babies that listen to any operatic music are super intelligent.
Oh, really?
So,
is it still if it's the operatic thing from the Champions League? Does that dumb it down a bit?
I don't know if that can, maybe.
In the same way, if your baby really likes Go Compare, the opera singer on that.
Oh, God.
That probably lessens it a little bit, doesn't it?
Definitely. Right, Pippa, my kid Rex loves ambient noise, so I downloaded an app. His favourite is the inside of an aeroplane noise.
Okay.
Just 3 minutes of that and he's completely dead to the world.
Great.
What do you think that is?
I don't think he'll make a very good pilot when he grows up. 3 minutes in.
Oh, no.
Are we clear from takeoff? Oh, no. Co-pilot Rex is a... Oh, God.
I'm wondering as well what the inside is. Like, what is it? Is it just he just loves the clapping of a Ryanair landing?
I guess. Is it just the noise? It's not like the, yeah, as you say, the clapping.
Well, like a Newcastle stag do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chanting. I don't know. We'll have to try it. Baby fail of the week. Maybe they've learned to swear, now they can speak. Maybe you wet yourself in Sainsbury's. Don't be ashamed, we're all the same. It's time for these Baby Fail of the Week. Yes, it's time for the bit that makes everybody feel better about their lacklustre parenting. It's Baby Fail of the Week.
It is very much the flagship feature of Lockdown Knocked Up, to the point of we've actually, I just remembered, forgotten another feature we did. I say used to do, as if this is a long-running podcast. It's been going about 5 weeks. How much? What happened to that?
Oh, yeah, we haven't done that for... In fact, I think we only did it twice.
Yeah, and that was particularly frustrating to me because that was the only jingle I was the lead vocals on.
Oh, yeah, you were, weren't you?
And it's done that thing. It's not just like when people go... You know, let's leave them wanting more. It did that thing where it's just faded away from the public conscious.
But instantly.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't last. It was straight out.
It's gone. Just came and went.
Oh,
no one
hurt.
Bothered.
It's yeah.
Anyway, let's return to Baby Fail of the Week, sung by Gemma. What have you got for us first up?
Right. Hello to Becky. I just started weaning my little boy. I'd pureed a load of food for him ready for freezing, but I couldn't find my ice cube tray anywhere. So instead of wasting it all, I put it in a tray I had from my sister's hen do.
Oh no, it's going to be penis food.
My 5-month-old ended up with frozen penis-shaped pea puree and he bloody loved it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Do you know what? That actually...
I mean, it's, you know, it's fine because the baby doesn't know what's going on.
But you do. You know that you're feeding your child penis-shaped pea puree lumps.
Yeah. I don't know where to come down on that. I'm not sure if it's baby fail or it's an ingenious piece of resourcefulness.
Do you know what it reminds me of? One of my best friends, I nipped round for her kid's party. They must have been about three, so a bit older.
Yeah.
And she'd done a similar thing where she'd run out of straws. So four of the kids had got...
penis straws.
Penis straws. But instead of letting it go, she told them they'd all got special straws.
Right.
Like, Lucy, don't highlight it. Yeah. My God.
Like taking it into school with me. Mummy gave me this special straw. Oh, no. That's very good. Right. I had this in from Jess, who says, my husband was looking after the baby and I was on the phone in the other room on a work call. I heard a desperate, oh, no. Instantly, maternal feeling kicked in.
Get in there.
I hung up, sprinted in, heart racing, thinking something terrible had happened. Mm. Turned out my husband had just missed the fantasy football deadline.
Oh, God.
That was it. I thought he'd dropped the baby or something. Not only that, but I'd hung up on quite an important work call. Thought Rob would understand this, as he's mentioned fantasy football a few times. I completely understand that. Mm. I completely get it.
You're obsessed.
In fact, I think actually if you called up the work people that you hung up on and said, they'd gone, oh, God, what's the matter? And you'd gone, Jim missed his fantasy football deadline. I think they'd completely understand.
Definitely not.
I think they go, I hope you're okay during this terrible time. If you need to take some time off work to be with Jim and last week's captain that he's left captain this week, that's fine.
This came in from Bonnie.
Oh, Bonnie.
Lovely
good name.
I haven't heard of another
it's
Bonnie
not,
before.
It's not our Bonnie, is it?
No.
It's like, but baby fail of the week. My parents have ballsed up again.
She's got 100 already. She's 6 weeks old. No, I went to Asda with my mother and sister-in-law and my two-year-old. It was the day the new Westlife CD came out.
Right.
Day. We all remember
we're
it.
We're aging ourselves here, aren't we?
We were so excited.
Can we exchange Westlife for a more current act? Who's big at the moment? I should know this.
Yeah, you work on Capital.
Who's like, you know, the new 24K T20. Golden? Who's T20?
Kid? T20 Kid?
220 Kid.
Oh,
T20 is that
cricket.
Version of cricket, yeah. T20
wow.
Kid.
I'm going to go back to
that
Westlife.
That sounds like the mascot from T20. T20 Kid.
I'm going back to Westlife.
All right, okay, just leave it at
I'm
Westlife.
I'm staying in my lane. We were so excited. We legged it to the stand, popped my two-year-old in the trolley and grabbed our CDs to carry on shopping. Delighted. I had a nagging suspicion I'd forgot something. Kept checking my purse. I got my phone. I got my keys. And then it hit me. I'd left little Zach in the trolley by the CD stand. I legged it back and he was still there, sat in his trolley, crying his eyes out
by
a cardboard cut out of Shane from Westlife.
That is hard. Presumably as well, because obviously it was at a little CD stand where they're promoting the single.
Yeah.
It would have just been Westlife on repeat to try and flog it.
It would.
That poor baby. Just listening to however long it was there for. You Raise Me Up over and over again.
Literally physically trapped there as well.
Oh, yeah.
Can't escape.
I wish someone would raise me up and take me away from this dreadful power ballad.
Can you imagine if she got back though and the kid had taught itself how to do the Westlife key change stand up moment?
Yeah, that would have been great.
Brilliant.
Right, very good. Okay, well, we need to pick a winner. What do you reckon? It's quite a mixed field, this one, actually.
I mean, they're all good, but I've got a favourite. It's got to be the frozen penis pea puree.
Okay, well, that's a bit of a tongue twister, that one.
Isn't it just?
Okay, all right. I'll let you have it. That is this week's Baby Fail of the Week.
Baby Fail of the Week.
Yes, and that brings us to the end of another episode of Locked Down, Knocked Up. What episode is it?
That's number 7, done.
Number 7. I'd like to say we're flying through them, but I feel like... because of the sleep deprivation, we are crawling through
slowly
these.
Slowly trudging through mud,
I'm
dragging
be honest,
ourselves.
I regret. I think we both didn't think it'd be as tricky as it was.
I feel like I've had a lobotomy every day. I've got not a thought in my head, so I don't know what we're doing.
Okay. All right. Well, although one positive, we did get to the end and we didn't mention Harry and Meghan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Easy
did,
done.
See, there we go. Right. Well, that is your lot from us. Remember, you can follow us at Radio Rob Howard or at Radio Gemma Hill.
Yeah, we want your feedback, so get your stories into us. Also, your baby fails of the week, you can email them. We've got an email. It's knockedupod@secretrex.com.
No one uses the email.
.com.
No one uses it.
Oh, so are we ditching it?
We can leave it. We have the email address. Just no one. Literally everybody DMs them. It's what email's dead, mate.
Actually, as I'm saying, I haven't sent an email.
Email's dead. You need to take your emails, email your Westlife mates and say, Look, guys, we're in the past. Let's move on.
Can somebody email me, please, just to make me feel better? knockedupod@secretrex.com.
This podcast is part of the Secret Recordings Network. We will see you next week. Have a great one.
He's stuck at home with nothing to do.
Hey.
Completed Netflix, had a quiz on Zoom.
Oh, but not another.
It meant this duo has become a three.
Why?
Thanks to Boris Johnson and Chris Twitty, because we're locked down, knocked up. Oh, baby, we got locked down, knocked up. It's crazy now we're locked down, knocked up.
At least this way I know that it's mine.